Thank you so much. That's right. This is The Good Stuff, and it's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine. I've got a lion tamer story, Mike. What have you got lined up?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, we'll see what happens.
I'll find something.
All right. That sounds great.
Speaking of Valentine, Nebraska, well, you can visit valentine.org and find out 50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska. A lot of things. Wide open spaces. There's ice fishing this winter. Also, of course, hunting this fall and spring hunting trips as well. So a lot of things to find out to do for the rest of the year and into the start of 2025. Check it out at visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News has a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from stockmen and agribusiness customer base. They're the ones who know they're getting the right information in a timely fashion. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com. You can subscribe there, and it's Tri-State Livestock News. What ranchers read.
Tell me what about this lion tamer.
All right. This is a good story. A man told the lion master that he was interested in joining the circus as a lion tamer. The ringmaster asked if he had any experience. The man says, why, yes, my father was one of the most famous lion tamers in the world, and he taught me everything he knew. Really? Said the ringmaster. Did he teach you how to make a lion jump through a flaming hoop? Yes, he did. And did he teach you how to have six lions form a pyramid? Indeed, he did. And have you ever stuck your head in a lion's mouth? Just once, the man replied. And the ringmaster asked, why only once? Man said, I was looking for my father.
Oh. This is called a North Dakota farmstead, okay? It's land, just a land, some may tell you. That causes a man to stay on. In truth, that's part of the answer. To say it's just land, though, is wrong. For it takes a good man who is willing and able and steady and strong. And more than a man, it takes family, hard working and helping along. It takes folks like the Shades and the Thompsons, farmsteading for 100 years, a legacy passed on through family, full sharing the joys and the tears. It takes a strong faith and the courage to weather the fortunes of time. It takes love and lots of devotion for those who are ties that will bind. Recalling when I was a youngin', I'd visit and then hate to leave. The first time in history, I reckon, that Broccoli and I would agree. On looking back now, Uncle Roger, Aunt Corky, I'll tell you, my friends, I'm filled with a pride beyond measure to count myself as one of your kin. Today, as we come now to honor the 100th year of its birth, we honor the families who stayed on and gave to this farmstead its worth. It's land, just the land, some may tell you, that causes a man to stay on. In truth, that is part of the answer. To say it's just land, though, is wrong. That's called a North Dakota farmstead. I don't know the author on that, but wanted to feature that for you, and it could apply anywhere in our Good Stuff listening area.
That's right. Be kind to your parents. This is by Pete Seeger. I thought this would be a good one to share. Be kind to your parents, though they don't deserve it. Remember that growing up is a difficult time of life. They're apt to be nervous and overexcited, confused by their daily storm and strife. Just keep in mind, though it seems hard, I know, most parents were children long ago. Impossible. So treat them with patience and kind understanding, in spite of the foolish things they do. Someday you might wake up and find you're a parent too. Pete Seeger, be kind to your parents. Sound advice.
Giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. You know who said that?
No.
Probably not going to recognize him. P.J. O'Rourke, who was a civil libertarian.
Okay. Well, I've got one. A word to husbands. This is by Ogden Nash. To keep your marriage brimming with love in the loving cup. Whenever you're wrong, admit it. Whenever you're right.
Shut up. Is that right?
That's right. You got it. You got it.
Folks, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.